This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to face a great question. How can Americans most effectively defy the elites? That is part of the provocative title that raises that question of a brand new and very important book. The book is called Get Married: Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilization. And part of the surprise in this book is that it basically says one of the ways that you can accomplish all those worthy goals that most Americans cherish is to discard, or at least put aside, what Brad Wilcox calls the soulmate model of marriage. He has, in this new book, a different emphasis that he believes that we need to make marriages flourish again and to stay healthy and to basically save our country. That new model is a family-first model for marriage instead of a soulmate love model. Brad Wilcox is a professor of sociology, and he's director of the National Marriage Project at the University of Virginia. He is the Future of Freedom Fellow at the Institute for Family Studies and a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Brad, congratulations on the new book and the very provocative excerpt of that book that appeared on Valentine's Day in the Wall Street Journal. Have you been surprised by the intensity of the reaction to what you're arguing?
Michael, no, I haven't really been. I'm not just sort of on the soulmate, obviously, theme that you just touched on, but also kind of just the broader point, you know, that I've been making, that is that marriage matters. That there's no group of Americans who are less lonely, more financially secure, or happier than married men and women today. And unfortunately, that's become controversial not just for kind of elite liberals, but even for people in the online right like Andrew Tate. So there's been a fair bit of pushback to a couple of the arguments that I'm making in this new book.
Isn't that astonishing? Because one of the things that you reveal in the book is that it's still an overwhelming majority of Americans, isn't it, who want to be married and to stay married?
Yes, that's correct. We still see a clear majority of Americans, including, you know, surveys of high school seniors, indicating that marriage is still, you know, high on their agenda, that it's highly valued. But I would add a big caveat, and that big caveat is I think there are ways in which kind of a focus on career and on money and kind of building your own brand have also become important and have often, I think, kind of eclipsed practically an adult's focus in terms of what they're doing in their 20s.
And what is the biggest mistake that people make in pursuing the goal of a happy and lasting and secure and stable marriage?
Well, I talk about kind of the soulmate myth in the book, and this is the idea that marriage is primarily about feelings, about kind of an intense emotional or romantic connection. You know, colloquially about kind of the butterflies in your stomach that you first have when you meet someone or that you kind of get when you get to know someone. And there's kind of that intense, you know, physical and emotional connection. And that's obviously good and great, but I think the problem is people can kind of think that marriage is just about that intense romantic or emotional connection. That's kind of the soulmate myth that a lot of people subscribe to, I think particularly before they're married. And if you kind of keep that mindset going, you know, when the first fight comes, when the first disappointment comes around, when you're dealing with a series of difficult issues in your marriage, you can be tempted to sort of think, well, we're not really soulmates. You know, this person that I thought I had some kind of incredible connection with isn't easy to live with right now, isn't easy to relate to right now. And so maybe I should, you know, end this relationship and look for a new soulmate. That's one of the problems with the soulmate perspective.
And the other perspective, the family first perspective, what are the clearest distinctions that differentiate that viewpoint of marriage from the soulmate model?
So the big idea here is that marriage is more than just a feeling, right? That it's a commitment to will the good of the other and then the others once you have children. And so from the family first model, what I'm thinking about is that, yes, romance is important. Yes, the kind of emotional communion between spouses is important. But what's also important is kind of recognizing that you're building a financial foundation together. Recognizing that you kind of provide support for one another when times are tough, whether, you know, you're sick with something, you're in the hospital, you lose your job, whatever it might be. And then I think above and beyond all those things, kind of recognizing that your marriage is an incredibly important foundation for your children if you have kids. And so it's sort of wrapping all those things together into this family-first model that sees a number of ways in which marriage is about more than just a romantic connection or emotional connection, and is advancing a number of different important goods on a number of different fronts.
And those most important goods that you're advancing, I mean, obviously children has to do with one of them. Does your research show that having children helps to strengthen a marriage? Or to put new tests and strains and stresses in a marriage?
It's a great question. It's both, of course, right? So my wife and I have been married, you know, 28 years. We've got a number of kids and a lot of stress and strain over the years with our kids, you know, ER visits for, you know, a teenager for something, or, you know, little kids being up late at night, whatever it might be, you know, sick or something else. And you can obviously fill in the blanks there. But the point is that kids also tend to bring an incredible sense of meaning and joy to people's lives. And, you know, whether it's kind of watching your child play soccer on a Saturday afternoon, or sitting with them in church on a Sunday morning, or, you know, seeing them perform at a school performance, you know, in terms of just the highlights, there's just something incredible about having kids in your life. And that's something that, unfortunately, too many Americans haven't kind of really wrapped their heads around, you know, in this day and age.
One of the things that is fascinating about the likelihood of divorce is I've done a lot of writing and research on the fact that for some reason a college degree seems to help, especially when both partners in a marriage have graduated from college. Why should that make any difference in terms of the survivability of a marriage?
Great question. So I find that there are four groups of Americans who actually, despite all the bad news that I think we all know about when it comes to marriage money, are flourishing in their marriages typically today. And one group is college-educated Americans, and I call them strivers in my book. And strivers kind of have this sense of the future. They're focused more on education and sort of getting a modicum of professional success. And I think one reason they're more likely to be flourishing today in their marriages is that they have a steady stream of cash often coming into their homes. They have more assets coming into their homes as well. And then the other piece here in part is that they're more likely to have a stable male breadwinner in the household. And I find that, yeah, a lot's changed in today's marriages. But it's still the case that most women tend to be more inclined to get married in the first place and stay married in the second place than their husband can be counted upon to, you know, bring home a regular paycheck.
I was speaking to Brad Wilcox of the University of Virginia. His new book, Get Married, Why Americans Must Defy the Elites at Forge Strong Families and Save Civilization. I hope you have a few more minutes, because I want to get into exactly what is required for saving civilization, which certainly appears to need some saving right now. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the mic. Michael Medved Show. There is a new book. It is bound to be a triumphal bestseller, and I think it would be good for the country if it were. It's a book called Get Married, Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilization. And speaking to Professor Brad Wilcox, who teaches sociology and is director of the National Marriage Project at the University of Virginia. In terms of getting married and staying married and producing a successful next generation, one of the things that you write about in your book is the results of study and analysis that show certain habits, certain patterns that are going to work better than others in terms of producing successful marriages and long-lasting marriages. Does one of them have to do with the age at which people get married? Do you find that being in your 20s, your 30s, or your 40s, for instance, works best in creating a durable marriage?
Great question. So the story here is a little bit complicated. When it comes to sort of marital happiness, I think what most people are surprised by, including my students at the University of Virginia, is that young women and men getting married in their 20s are more likely to be happily married. And it's in part because you're kind of forging a life together. They haven't kind of established independent routines as sort of a permanent bachelor or permanent bachelorette, but, you know, forging common traditions, common vacations, often having kids earlier, often sharing the same religious faith or worldview, and these things all kind of basically increase the odds of being happily married. When it comes to divorce, the story is a little bit different. For the average American, kind of getting married in your late 20s or early 30s seems to minimize the risk of divorce. You're a bit more mature. But we do see that couples who are sharing some kind of common religious faith and practice, and couples who are not cohabiting prior to marriage and directly marrying in their 20s also tend to have comparatively low risks of divorce. So that just kind of suggests to us that, you know, 20-something couples who are kind of very intentional about getting married, often religious, often more marriage-minded, should not hesitate to put a ring on it, kind of given these general trends that we see in the data.
One of the things that I find fascinating is that you mentioned a couple of times a shared religious background. And there's no question at all that my wife and I, who have been blessed with 39 years of amazing marriage, and I still can't believe that it's that long, but part of what I believe is important to our marriage has been our shared Jewish religious faith and participation in synagogue life, etc. And part of what traditional Judaism looks at is there's a term called beshert, which means preordained, which means arranged. It's that idea that there is something of a soulmate. On the one hand, you report that religious activity and participation is positive on marriage, but then you're also very questionable about the soulmate idea. What about that notion that everybody is preordained in one sense or another to spend a life and to create a next generation with one specific other person? How do you reconcile the notion that, yes, that can be a dangerous romantic preoccupation, and the idea that it can also be a stabilizing and gratitude-producing perspective for any relationship?
Well, I certainly would say that kind of having some kind of spiritual understanding of your marriage is linked to markedly higher levels of marital quality and stability, fosters a deeper sense of intimacy oftentimes. I mean, we know that praying together is an incredibly good predictor of marital happiness, early work that I've done. And I certainly wouldn't object to someone seeing kind of their spouse as preordained in the way you're describing. When I'm talking about sort of the problem of a soulmate model. I'm thinking of an overly romanticized view that looks at marriage primarily through the lens of, again, kind of this intense emotional or romantic or erotic connection, and doesn't kind of take this more broadly gauged view of marriage as something that's about loving someone else, willing the good of the other, and, you know, raising a family together and all of that entails. So in terms of sort of seeing your marriage through a spiritual prism or some kind of, you know, intense preordained, relationship seems obviously well and good to me. I think, you know, from my perspective, one thing that's important to also underline is that once you have made that commitment to someone else, you know, kind of having a sense of permanence about your relationship, you kind of have burned all the ships, you know, behind you. That's the way to handle it. And so once you have gotten married, then that person is your soulmate in that sense, and there's no one else that you should be, you know, focusing on until you die.
Okay, and in terms of the Save Civilization part of your title, why is enhancing the quality and stability and durability of marriages, why is that essential for saving our civilization?
Well, I've been teaching and living in Charlottesville, Virginia for about 30 years. Kind of in the shadow, almost literally, of Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. Jefferson is famous for many things, including his authoring the Declaration of Independence. He talks about the importance of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And unfortunately, Michael, we're living in a day and age when it comes to life, more and more Americans, hundreds of thousands of Americans, are dying deaths of despair in recent years. We are seeing in record numbers when it comes to suicide in particular, unfortunately. We are seeing also when it comes to liberty, too many Americans are experiencing tremendous difficulty in realizing that American dream, that rags to riches story that, you know, we cherish as a country. And then finally, when it comes to Jefferson's idea of the pursuit of happiness, there is no question in America today that millions of Americans are having difficulty in that pursuit, as we see happiness rates fall. So when you look at each of those three things, death of despair, the character of the American dream, and falling rates of happiness, what you see in a lot of research is that the number one factor, or one of the top factors, is the decline of marriage and the increase in family instability in this country. Just to give you one example, we saw a recent study from the University of Chicago telling us that the number one factor explaining this decline in happiness in America is the fact that fewer and fewer adults are married. So this just gives us some sense of the civilizational story, and that is that when marriage is strong, when the family is strong, it's not just that individuals are doing better, but communities are stronger and the country is stronger as a whole. So that's why...
What a crucial message to end with. Get Married is the name of the book. Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilization. Information posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Congratulations, Brad Wilcox.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You USA News Update. A University of Georgia student's death has led to one person being taken into custody. That was announced by a UGA spokesperson. Initially, reports suggested three people were detained after a police operation at an apartment complex near the campus. Nursing student Lakin Hope Riley, who left for a morning run on Thursday, prompted concerned friends to contact the police when she failed to return. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences for his aggression abroad and his repression at home. The judge has denied a request from former President Trump's legal team to postpone the enforcement of penalties in his civil fraud case. Trump's defense team sought a 30-day delay, citing the need for an orderly post-judgment process. Trump was instructed to pay a $355 million fine. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, sometimes you read the newspaper, and I mean, not sometimes for me. I do every day. I still do find news sources an important source of information and knowledge. But the New York Times has a headline, and I think that most of us would have the same problem I did reading the headline and saying, what? What are we talking about here? Headline says, diplomatically, crazy SOB earns a Hollywood cowboy. What are we talking about? We're talking about leaders of two of the most powerful countries in the world and their engagement with one another. One of those leaders, the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden II, and the president of Russia, who is heavily favored to win yet another term. I believe it's his sixth term as president of the Russian Federation coming up this year. Vladimir Putin. In any event, the story is this. President Biden called Vladimir V. Putin, the president of Russia, a crazy SOB during an evening fundraiser in California, which the Kremlin dismissed as Hollywood cowboy-style behavior. We have a crazy SOB like that guy Putin and others, said Biden, and we always have to worry about nuclear conflict. Well, that's what President Biden told a crowd of donors in San Francisco earlier this week. Mr. Biden's comments drew the ire of Moscow, what a surprise, resulting in a blunt tit-for-tat. Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesman, accused Mr. Biden of performing for his domestic audience. It is clear that Mr. Biden is demonstrating Hollywood cowboy-style behavior to serve domestic political interests, Mr. Peskov said. By the way, I think this shows how closely the Russians follow American trends, because when they think Hollywood, they think cowboys.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah! Right, because cowboy movies, that's basically all you see today, right? Cowboys, cowboys, cowboys. They basically are focused on a view of Hollywood that's about 50 years old, which also takes them back to the glory days of the Stalin regime. But in any event, in a statement interview, in a television interview, Mr. Putin said that he thought he knew why Mr. Biden had lashed out, calling him a crazy SOB. The Russian president had said last week that it was in Russia's national interest for Mr. Biden to win a second term, a statement seen by some as a roundabout way of saddling Mr. Biden with the endorsement of one of America's biggest adversaries. He cannot say, Volodya, a good boy, thank you, you helped me a lot. We understand what is happening with internal politics in the U.S., Mr. Putin said, using a nickname for Vladimir. In other words, what he's saying is that even though Biden would want to say, Volodya, you're doing a good job, he can't say it because of internal politics. In California, Mr. Biden also slammed former President Donald J. Trump, what a surprise, for comparing the legal troubles that he is facing to the torture and death of Alexei A. Navalny, the Russian opposition leader. A lot of Republicans I disagree with, but they've been decent men and women, Biden said. They at least had an American moral center. That seems to be the lost with some of the things this fellow has been saying. That's what Mr. Biden said of Trump. Like he's comparing himself to Navalny and saying that because our country has become a communist country, that he's being persecuted like Navalny was persecuted. I mean, where the hell did this come from? That was Joe Biden. Also, the former president of Russia and the close collaborator of Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Medvedev, and yes, he is the first origin, his name has a similar origin to our family's name, there's no relation. Dmitry Medvedev, who served as president from 2008 to 2012, said the existential threat to the world came from useless old geezers like Biden himself. Medvedev said Biden was senile and he was ready to start a war with Russia. Does that go along with
complete possession of my faculties, physical and mental?
Does that go along with being a Hollywood cowboy? Mr. Biden has been openly critical of Mr. Putin. Well, duh. Last week, he blamed Putin and his thugs for Mr. Navalny's death. He has also called Mr. Putin a butcher, and after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, he said, for God's sake, the man cannot remain in power. While all this is going on, there's more on Biden meeting with Navalny's widow.
he met with Yulia Navalny. He called her Yolanda. Her name is Yulia. But this is Biden speaking about that meeting. This is clip two.
I had the honor of meeting with Alexei Navalny's wife and daughter. One thing that was made clear to me is that Yolanda is going to, she's going to continue the fight he had underway.
Okay. Then there is this, which is President Trump speaking recently in recent speeches, and it's not just mixing up Yulia with Yolanda. Listen, this is clip six.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
As Hurricane Irma approaches.
And he voted for Obama.
Amnesty.
By a sleazebag lawyer named Abiate.
That's what the United Nations is all about.
Will not be tolerated any longer.
Merry Christmas for everybody. We just have to say it.
You know, we just said another stock drop. You saw that, right?
The stock market.
And to replace chasms of distrust
ever hoisted upon the American people.
And then they announced there was no buys. No.
Seek real bipartisan solutions.
Made a pivotal, really, and I mean this was pivotal.
Reauthorized the 9/11 victims
in April of 2014.
Okay. This is incredible. Now, please understand, one thing that is true of both Biden and Trump is they don't drink. No, seriously, they both have claimed to be teetotalers. I think listening to that last assemblage of just little magic moments from President Trump, it foistered. What has been foistered on the American public in this election choice? There is more on the issue of democracy, CPAC, and the future. All coming up in this greatest nation.
Take real bipartisan solutions.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Megden.
Your light will not be dim. You know who you are.
Was that one of the speakers at the CPAC gathering, which is at the Gaylord National Conference Center in Maryland? I misstated the location of this gathering. All of the commentary on the gathering so far has indicated that, again, this is not quite the same level of excitement as they've had in the past. One of the reasons is because there's not a great deal of excitement about the duel for the presidential nomination. President Trump, it is very widely expected, is not only going to win tomorrow in the South Carolina primary in Nikki Haley's home state, but he's going to march on through Super Tuesday, which is March 5th, and going to have, at the end of Super Tuesday, very likely, because the winner-take-all feature, as for instance regarding the biggest delegation, which is from California, if President Trump, as widely expected, wins the California primary, he gets all of those delegates. And so that normally at CPAC, the excitement is, well, which Republican candidate for president is ahead? And in the past, the CPAC winners in the straw polls they've had there have not been the people who went on to win the nomination. For instance, Ron Paul, in several years while he was running for president, he would win the CPAC straw poll, but would not go on to win the nomination. Concerning CPAC and what it really means, Jimmy Kimmel had a perhaps
disrespectful view of what the Conservative Political Action Committee was really bringing together. This is clip 12.
In Washington, D.C., our worst and dimmest are gathered for the annual CPAC convention. CPAC, for those who don't know, is a meeting of the right-wing nuttiest Republicans in the country. Remember in Ghostbusters when all the slime was running to one building? Basically that, it's a who's who of who won't accept the results of the election. And the speakers, every year, standard collection of Roger Stones and Sloppy Steves and Flat Earthers and whatnot, with a few foreign dictators and accused sexual predators sprinkled in, but...
Foreign dictators, that I think has to do with honoring Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, who for reasons that still escape me is a favorite of some conservatives. And concerning CPAC, Jack Posobiec spoke at CPAC, and he spoke on stage with Steve Bannon about ruining democracy. Yeah, really. This is clip 9.
Welcome. I just wanted to say welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. We'll replace it with this right here.
Amen.
That's right, because all glory is not to government, all glory to God.
Okay, even God didn't get a lot of applause there. Do you hear that? And again, joking about finishing the job that we started on January 6th, what exactly does that mean? This is a little bit problematic. And before CPAC, President Trump spoke at the National Association of Broadcasters. It was a group of Christian communicators. And Trump, this is clip 4, had this to say.
But no one will be touching the cross of Christ under the Trump administration. I swear to you, that will never happen. Never happen.
Does somebody understand what that means? Nobody will be touching the cross of Christ? Are we talking about defending the cross as a symbol? Or I swear to you, it will never happen. And then there's also this matching idiocy on the left. On MSNBC... there is this from Heidi Prisbilla, who has this to say about what worries her about Christian nationalists. Listen, this is clip 7.
Remember when Trump ran in 2016? A lot of the mainline evangelicals wanted nothing to do with the divorced, real estate mogul who cheated on his wife and with a porn star and all of that, right? So what happened was he was surrounded by this more extremist element. You're going to hear words like Christian nationalism, like the new apostolic reformation. These are groups that you should get very schooled on because they have a lot of power in Trump's circle. And the one thing that unites all of them, because there's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God. The problem with that is that they are determining men are determining what God is telling them.
Okay, why is it dangerous to believe that rights ultimately come from God? It was, by the way, President Lincoln in the Gettysburg Address who introduced the phrase that this nation under God should have a new birth of freedom. The notion that we are all endowed not by government but by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The notion
that people on the left are so terribly afraid of religious faith that they're talking about how it's dangerous for people to believe that rights come from God. Doesn't that increase your perspective on those rights? Speaking of defending rights and perspectives on those rights, there's an editorial today in the Wall Street Journal that's important. They write under the very provocative headline, "Trump did not rebuild the military." Who has? Nobody. That's their problem. Nikki Haley, they write, is vowing to keep contesting Donald Trump and warning voters about his weaknesses. Here's an underappreciated vulnerability for the 45th president trying to become the 47th president. His failure to build a U.S. military prepared for the world's compounding dangers. Mr. Trump did increase the defense budget during his 4 years in office by roughly $225 billion. The U.S. military in 2017 was reeling from years of budget cuts under Barack Obama that had savaged readiness. But the money that Trump spent was just a blip. U.S. defense spending under Mr. Trump topped out at 3.4% of the economy in 2020, up from 3.1% in 2017, even though America devoted 4.6% to military spending as recently as 2011. Under Obama. Compare that with the 6% that Ronald Reagan spent in 1986 while building a 600-ship Navy to win the Cold War. The U.S. is now heading south of 3% of GDP on defense, and interest payments on the national debt will soon surpass Pentagon spending. Mr. Trump ran in 2016 on building a 350-ship Navy and expanding the Army to 540,000 soldiers. The world from the Pacific to Europe would be safer if he had kept his promises and followed through. He did not. He hired good advisors, but often spent his political capital wading into the culture war defense controversies of the day. The Trump administration didn't release a detailed plan to grow the naval fleet until December 2020, after Mr. Trump had lost his bid for re-election. Mr. Trump says that because of President Biden's support for Ukraine, quote, the arsenals are empty, the stockpiles are bare, as he said last year. Yet if Mr. Trump had accomplished the military rebuild he promised, would the U.S. be straining to produce enough missiles and ammunition for both Ukraine and Israel? His budgets did little to rebuild the defense industrial complex or to restore long-term contracts for steady weapons procurement. So who is going to be the vice presidential nominee? We'll debate that and talk about, speculate, inform, with Chris Saliza coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation opinion on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.